Unit 8, Lesson 8.8, Exercises 2 and 3. 1.
Do you know about the history of California? Let me tell you a story. In January 1848, gold was discovered in California. Following the discovery, the area was invaded by hundreds of thousands of hopeful, desperate people who all wanted to become rich. It was called the Californian Gold Rush. In the 6 years that followed, towns were built up quickly to accommodate the miners. Gold worth millions was mined in the California hills, making a few people very rich. But many more remained as poor, or got even poorer, as they had spent everything they had to get to California, the land of dreams. It was a gamble, and the majority lost.
2.
So, when was the busiest period of the gold rush? You hear a lot about the 49ers. They started in 1849, right?
Yes. From 1849, ships and carts were arriving daily, carrying more and more families.
So it was a real boom time for the West, a period of expansion, a get-rich-quick dream.
That's right. Though for a lot of people, it remained a dream. But while the hills were being searched by desperate men for the lucky strike that would make them rich, businesses and shops were being opened in the new towns to provide for their everyday needs and mining equipment.
And these were the really clever guys.
They certainly were, and they were making money fast.
They knew where the gold really was.
You could say that. Another more reliable source of riches had been identified by a few clever business people. Not the gold in the hills, but the poor miners themselves. The business people had seen an opportunity and they took it.
3.
So, where did all the money go? Just three entrepreneurs really made a significant fortune out of the gold rush. And they made it not from the gold that was hidden in the ground, but from the money that was handed over by the miners for tools, clothes, accommodation, and food to feed their hungry families who had been brought to this new land, chasing a dream. It was a process that has come to be called mining the miners. You know, the money that those business people made is still visible in America today, but to my mind, it's not a heritage to be particularly proud of.